Welcome, tech enthusiasts, to another episode of the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the bits and bytes of today's tech landscape. I'm Alex, the one who loves to decode the complex for all of you.
And I'm Jamie, the one who's always curious, slightly confused, but ready to learn. Today, we're tackling something that sounds like it's straight out of a sci-fi movie, mastering event streaming architecture. Alex, I'm going to need you to really break this one down for me.
Jamie, I thought you'd never ask. Imagine you're at a concert and the music is live, right? There's no pause button, and if you're not there listening, you miss out. Event streaming architecture is like that, but for data. It's all about processing data in real time as it happens, without missing a beat.
Okay, I'm intrigued. So it's like having a live broadcast of data?
Exactly. And this live broadcast allows applications to publish and subscribe to streams of data, enabling real-time analytics and reactive systems. It's a game changer for businesses that can't afford to wait around for batch jobs to process overnight. Think fraud detection or recommendation systems. They need to act fast.
Got it. But how does this all work? I mean, what's under the hood?
Great question. At its core, we've got three main players: producers, brokers, and consumers. Producers emit events, like a user clicking a button or a sensor sending a reading. These events are then stored and distributed by brokers. Think of them as the middlemen. Finally, consumers process or react to these events.
Ah, so it's like passing notes in class. But if the teacher or broker catches the note, they make sure it gets to the right student or consumer.
That's one way to put it, Jamie. And the most popular middleman in our story is Apache Kafka, along with others like Red Panda and Pulsar. They're like the popular kids in school, making sure every note gets passed correctly.
And all of this happens in real time. That's pretty cool. But when would you not want to use event streaming?
You wouldn't use event streaming for batch-oriented workloads, where simplicity is more important than scalability, or when you can tolerate slight delays. It's like when you DVR your favorite show to watch later. You don't need to see it live to enjoy it.
Makes sense, but I bet setting this up is no small feat, right?
True. Building a streaming data pipeline involves a few steps. You start with event production, add serialization to format the events, publish them to a topic on the broker, and then they're consumed by, well, consumers. The key is to monitor and manage your schema effectively to avoid any hiccups.
Like when Netflix freezes right at the cliffhanger because your internet decides to take a nap?
Exactly, Jamie. Nobody wants their data pipeline to freeze up at a crucial moment. And speaking of crucial moments, let's not forget about when to use event streaming and when to avoid it.
Right, so it's perfect for real-time analytics, monitoring, building reactive microservices, and when you need decoupled producers and consumers. Not so great for small, infrequent data updates or when batch jobs will do.
Spot on. And before we wrap up, let's touch on some of the pitfalls to watch out for, like unbounded topic growth. Think of it as your inbox exploding with unread emails, or schema evolution issues, which is like trying to understand a text message from your friend who's using a new slang you've never heard of.
Been there, done that. So keeping an eye on those pitfalls and planning for scalability, observability, and security is key.
Exactly. And with that, we've streamed our way through the basics of event streaming architecture. Thanks for tuning in, folks.
And remember, whether you're a data pro or just data curious like me, there's always more to learn. So keep those questions coming, and we'll keep demystifying the tech world together. Thanks for listening, and see you next time on the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast.